praise the Lord. Another day, huh? God is so good. I got a recording I'm making here now. It's going to be about, I'm working on this. This is brand new, so hang on. We're talking about Romans 7 or Romans 8, sinner or saint. Take your pick. You get to be in one or the other. You can't be both. Romans 7 is about a man, a natural man, a man that has not been delivered from the power of sin or the power of death. The word law in Romans 7, there's two different translations. One is Torah, and it means teaching. The other one is power, like the law of gravity is the power of gravity. In Romans 8:2, it says, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Now, you're either in Romans 7 or you're in Romans 8. And we need to really chew on that scripture. Romans 8:2, you're either in Romans 7 or you're in Romans 8. Either you're born again, Spirit-filled, child of God, or you're in the flesh. Now, there's one other possibility. If you are born again, child of God, a new creation, so that old things have passed away and all things have become new. What? You mean you believe in Jesus, but you still have sin in your life? And you can't get it stopped, and you don't know how come? Well, this is the other possibility of the problem, because there is another possibility. There is another problem. There are three things going on. One, you're either in the flesh, or you're born again. All sin is over with. You're done with it. It's over. Jesus has set you free from your sin. Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. But if you still have sin in your life and you can't get it stopped, it's not because you're in Romans 7. It's because of this other thing called an evil spirit. That's right. There is things called evil spirits and demons, and they infect people. And they are lying devils. They lie, and they will tell you that it's okay to have sin in your life, or they will tell you that it's just the flesh, and that's why you're not doing what you're supposed to do and why you can't stop sinning. Those are lying devils. A new creation of Christ does not sin. 1 John says, those that are born of God do not sin. So we need to put this together and get a hold on this, because we want to get saved. We want to get delivered. We want to get set free. We want to be holy. We want to please God. Now, if there's a problem like sin, uncleanness, immorality, reviling, bitterness, unforgiveness. There's some sins that if they don't go away after you receive Jesus Christ and you repent and you cry out to God and you're still living in these sins, and they're sporadic and they come and they just overwhelm you and you just can't stop it. That's not your flesh. That's a demon. Jesus said to deny yourself and put your body under. Paul said put your body under. Jesus said deny yourself, pick up your cross daily. And if you don't do that, you can't be his disciple. So that's not something that you can't do. That's something that you can do. Jesus wouldn't command you to do something that you can't do. Right? So, if you can't do it, then you're under the influence of another spirit. the Holy Spirit will set you free from your sin. The unholy spirit will keep you in bondage to your sin. All right. So we're up to speed on this now. If you're a born-again child of God and you can't stop sinning, there's a wrong spirit that you need to cast out. It's not that hard to do. The hardest thing is to recognize that you have this kind of a problem. Then you can talk to your pastor, and one in about 50 pastors will be able to help you. The rest of them will not be able to help you. If you're going to a church where you can go up to the altar and the power of God is there, that'll help a lot. If you can't find somebody that knows how to cast out demons, then you're going to have to learn how to take care of this problem on your own with Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That's how you're going to have to deal with it. There's a gospel track. One of my tracks is called The Holy War, and it will teach you how to repent, how to submit to God, and how to stand and command and cast these demons out and defend the holy house of God so that they don't get back in again. Because the war unto holiness is a war. It's not a piece of cake. Some people that don't have evil spirits, when they receive the Lord, everything's fine. All their sins are gone. They're over. They're done with. They don't want to have nothing to do with them, and they stop doing that. But some people, they can't get it stopped. And they're taught that's okay. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. Okay, so that's a lie from the pit of hell, and it the demons teach that, and a lot of people are under the influence of that kind of teaching, and that's a lie from the pit of hell. Holiness is what is required. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord. Repentance is what we're called to. God's grace will cover us all the days that we are fighting demons to get set free from them. But if you are not willing to fight the demons, God's grace does not cover your sin. So, praise the Lord. He is gracious, and He will give you the strength and the time to repent. So, let's be about our Father's business and turn from the things that are not pleasing to Him unto the Lord, our God, our Savior, and cry out to Him and get filled with the Holy Spirit and repent of our sins and cast out every evil spirit that is infecting our thinking and our behaviors in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Talk to you later. Bye.